Yes, then. 1, 2, 3. Hello, welcome back to Setup. My name is Emmanuel, and I'm your host for this podcast episode. Well, I'm always your host, but let's just go with the flow, like I always say. So, before we start, I know many people, or just few people, will listen to my podcast episode. I say I'm not consistent, I've not released a podcast episode in exactly 1 month. The last episode was 1 month ago, which was January 2nd. Yes, but the truth is, I am consistent with bringing up the ideas, with putting up the research and everything into place. But the problem is the time to record, because this is the semester whereby I have to work really hard. I have to put in my 100% best into my studies to make sure that, yes, I get that, yeah, an application or any admission that it gets pays with me or is with me, because most of the subjects and most of the courses I take that are important for me to be able to further my studies or to be able to go for the courses I want to study in university is in this semester. Functions, chemistry, physics, they are all in this semester, so I have to do or have to get the average grade, higher than the average grade, to be able to, you know, get admission. But apart from that, how has everybody been? Like I said, we're holding on to our New Year resolutions. Yes, it's not 100%. I've not followed every one of them 100%. Like I said, you will not be able to do all the New resolutions. It's little by little, and you can get there even before the end of the year. But I know we've progressed a lot from how we were last year. We have figured out ourselves more, we have tried and learned to love ourselves more, even though it came with some consequences, it came with some setbacks, but we've grown to know who we are, we've grown to know, I've grown to know who I am, I've grown to know what I like and what I don't like, I've grown to know what I need to focus my energy on, I've grown to know what I need to, the habits I need to stop, the habits I need to continue. So apart from that, that is it. So, like, recently there's a favorite song, but there's always a song in my head, which is Valentine is coming, why is your boyfriend or girlfriend, you are sitting at home, lonely, Valentine is coming. So basically, it's 11 more days to Valentine, which is my birthday, but like, let's grab the heart of this, and I'm going to be single, I'm not going to have a vow, because I just don't really, really, really like having Valentine's. I don't know if it's due to me, it used to be my birthday, and I feel like I need to like enjoy myself or feel myself only. I had a vow last year, things didn't work out, bitch. It just go as planned. It was nice, but like, it was just not it. There was no connection, there was no chemistry, there was not what you expected from a real Valentine. So yeah, but like, all that are gone. We're in a pandemic with different strains of the virus, of coronavirus emerging, with everything going on with online school. I'm not even be able to move out or go to my destination. I've been stuck at home with school, with work, with everything. But yeah, we're surviving. Yeah, we're striving. And I hope you are also. So for Valentine's Day, you can hit me up on Instagram or just tell me how you plan it. But if you are not part of the Tangerine Association of Nigeria, or you are not going to be single, I hope you have your plans ready. You have what you intend to do for whatever is your Valentine, whatever is your vow. And so, this is where I come in. Teenagers, teenage boys, teenage girls do not have hopes for Valentine. Most of us, or some of us, don't have money because for university students or people resume, they have money because they just resumed school. But like for some of us, But I have money. So I don't know, like last year or last year's whatever, you have well I've planned everything. 40k Valentine package, prenup package or stuff like that. But like yeah, your vow may not be all that could say be explosive, may not take you out on a vacation, may not make a grand gesture or how you feel it. But it's not your husband, it's not going to be your husband, so don't focus your energy too much on it. Just know that day you collect the gifts with love, and you have to just enjoy yourself on that day with your Valentine, with your vow. And please be warned, do not rush into anything. Do not be so overwhelmed with the feeling of joy or the feeling of being so special that you feel like you have to give anything in return. Valentine's Day is all about sharing love. It's all about letting someone else feel love, letting someone else feel special. I know we are all special, but sometimes we are human beings, we are social beings. We need people to also, we sometimes need our epithets, confirmation or acceptance, or let people be like other people. People should satisfy us or make us feel happy, make us feel loved. In that world, Valentine's Day about your vow. You mean to make your vow. It goes both ways. It's about, let's say, gender equality. It goes both ways. Your boyfriend bring gifts to you. You also don't be a stingy woman. Don't be a stingy lady, teenage girls. Since it is. You can also, it's not a crime, you can also plan to give him gifts. You can also plan something special for him. It's meant to go two ways, it's not meant to go one way. Yes, that's how it is. Do not expect too much, like I said earlier, do not expect too much. And do not plan too much, do not go waste your money or go borrow money or go broke because you want to go big. Make sure that you get something that you can afford, something that is nice, something that, yes, you can put your art, you put your art into it. It may be simple, but just make it look acceptable, make it look worthy, make it look like you put your art into it. Just, that's it. If she does not like it, if he does not like it, well, it's Valentine's Day, it's just 24 hours, and you're going to be asleep for like 12 hours, or like less 8 hours. So basically, it's just like 16 or 17 hours. Basically, after the 17 hours, there's only for you to go deep. But we all have to be careful on this day. You can't go to parties that much because of COVID, and I do not advise anyone to go to parties on that day. It's better for you to share your Valentine. You can go to whatever plans you have, going to a restaurant. It's even on a Sunday, so basically after church. I don't know where some of you want to go to, but if you have plans, you can go out to the movies, you can go out to do anything. And girls and ladies, do not feel pressured or rushed to do anything. This is all I say. Do not think that because they've given you a Valentine's gift, in return you to give them something intimate, probably like, for example, if you're a virgin, do not think that because that person is your vow, you need to give up your virginity for the person. It's that simple. Do not, if you're not comfortable with it, do not. Whenever you're ready to have sex or experience sex for the first time, do not make it due to all opposite pressure from people that they feel like you are meant to have sex and that it's to seal the deal or anything like that. Ladies, do not feel like that. This is not compulsory for you to have sex in that day. If you're not comfortable, if it's a real man, if it's a real man, you should understand that. You should not like feel entitled to anything. It's your body, it's you, you're a human person, you're not an object. Well, if you feel ready, if you feel like it's the right moment, I cannot stop you because it's your choice, it's your body, it's not mine. So you can do everything you want, but please and please and please use protection. This is an explicit podcast, I can say. Use protection. Do not be dumb. Do not be stupid. Use protection. That's it. And for my niggas or for my guys out there, please, I know it's going to be hard because you spend a lot of money. And please do not expect anything from the lady so you don't get disappointed or you don't, out of anger, do something stupid. Basically, just do it out of love. I know that as men, due to toxic masculinity, you don't have to show your emotions or you don't have to show love or not show love, but you don't have to show your emotions. But try to show real and genuine emotions on that day. Do not feel, do not out of anger do something stupid or say something stupid. Basically, don't expect anything from your lady counterparts or from whoever you're dating. Whoever it is you're dating, do not expect something in return. Just do it to have a fun time, a good time, and that's all. And there are ways to have fun time and good time without actually having sex. It's that simple. You can talk, you can have conversations, you can watch movies, you can snuggle together, you can cuddle together. It's easy. You can do things that you don't have. You can even kiss, but don't make it go that far and ask for consent. Consent is important. Consent is important. Do not say because the person is drunk or no. Let the person be lucid, let the person be awake, don't let the person be drunk or be wasted and try to do anything, because a simple way is called rape. Ask for consent if you're going to do anything, and if she's not comfortable doing it with you, if the person you're with is not comfortable doing anything with you, please step back. Please find a way to ease yourself or release yourself from pressure or from pain. You can just find a way to make sure that, yes, you do not do anything stupid. Please. If you don't have a vow on that day and you feel like you cannot undo social media on that day, please do not go to social media. If you know that, yes, the fake videos or the videos which will never be true, which will never show real happiness, is going to make you feel sad or feel lonely, please do not go to social media that day, because it's going to be filled up a lot of couples, different couples, from straight couples to bisexual couples, a lot of things, just gay couples, a lot of things. You will just see a lot of things that will make you feel sad. Feel angry at yourself, but do not feel angry at yourself. It's that simple. Just don't go to social media that day if you cannot handle the pressure. If you are part of the hung community, like me, that I know that on that day, I can be on social media. Because, yeah, I may feel bad that I don't have a vow, but, like, I know that I've been processing it for a long time, and knowing that I promised myself this year to learn how to love myself, to learn how to focus on myself, to put energy on myself first, because I don't want to go into a relationship, or I don't want to I don't want to rush into anything that will basically, I know, will not lead to anything good, will only lead to heartbreak or making the other person feel bad, heartbroken or being pain, emotional pain. No, I want to love myself, figure out what I like I said, figure out what I like more, and then if I feel ready for it, it may not even be this year, maybe next year, maybe anytime, when I feel completely ready for a relationship, I feel completely ready for making gestures or making advances or moving into a relationship, I would. That is the mindset you should have. Do not feel like because your friends are having boyfriends and girlfriends, your friends are having Valentine's, that you need to force yourself to have a Valentine. There's no need. You can be part of the own community. What? I'm not on your phone. Scroll and see the couples and be like, oh, see the gift and everything, see the gesture and everything. You can take your popcorn and drink, and you scroll up to the next video. It's like that. On that day, you can watch Netflix. You can do anything if you feel like you're not going to be comfortable on social media. So that is it. That is it for now, I think. But yeah, so that day you should feel love, and it's not compulsory. It has to be someone of the opposite sex, or like someone, it can be your mom, it can be your dad, you can share Valentine with them. I know it's not easy with African parents to, you know, do that kind of stuff or that kind of things, but you can do it with someone. You can be your best friend, you can be your friend, you can just do something, maybe a FaceTime call. It's possible to do anything with anyone else, and it does not have to be romantic or so. It can just be like on a friend basis, or like a friendship basis, a group basis, or stuff like that. Yes, that is it. Like I said earlier, teenage boys, you may seem like, yes, you put in too much effort and you deserve things from your lady counterparts, or wherever you are. But remember that the true meaning of being a man is to make a lot of sacrifices, a lot of painful, frustrating, heart-itching sacrifices. And that was makes you a real man. You're not a real man by your physical strengths or your handsome features, no. Or you doing manly things, as society would call them, manly things. But no, that's not what, that's toxic masculinity. But you've been able to have passion, you've been able to show love, to show love to something or to have passion for something, and you've been able to make sacrifices that are tough, sacrifices that are so grievous, not stupid sacrifices, but sacrifices that make sense. That is what a real man is. See, even the role model we have as Christians, Jesus Christ, made a very hefty sacrifice. That is what he showed. He showed a real example of a man. Making sacrifices is a real example of a man. So, with that being said, thank you so much. I don't know what else to say. So, I'll end on this note. Like I said, you are loved, you're special, you're wonderful, you are beautiful, and you deserve everything good that comes your way. Whatever you're going through, it is a spur of the moment. Whatever you're going through, you can walk through it because you're a warrior and you're stronger than you can ever imagine. Know that and be safe, be strong, focus on yourself, set goals for yourself, make sure you get goals for yourself, make sure that you're doing things the right way, make sure that yes, you're relaxing, you're taking time, taking breaks, even during studying for yourself, make sure that everything you feel that it should be good, it's good. Make sure that yes, you are okay and you're alright, no matter how hard it is. One last thing before I go, I didn't really want to talk about it, but I guess I should. In 1 week from now, I'll be clocking a new age. I'll be clocking or starting a new chapter of my life. I'll be starting the 17th chapter of my life, if you may call it that. Yes, it's on Valentine's Day, and please, I'm not happy that it's on Valentine's Day. But there's one thing that I realize. When people, or when adults, or when we get air from probably the TV, or stuff like that, that you should enjoy your childhood, that you should not be bent on growing up, or you should not be bent on becoming an adult. That you should savor the moments of your childhood, that you should enjoy being a child. You should enjoy the memories of being a child, of being a teenager, and not worry about growing up, going to university, finishing school. Yes, you to give consent to it, you should make plans about it, but do not over worry, do not over stress yourself on it. I thought they were just joking, I thought that they were basically just giving moral advice, but now that I'm talking a new age, I understand what they mean. I was so bent and so kept on graduating, on being the best student, on being the best child for my parents, on being what people wanted me to be. It sounds cliche, but I never got time to be what I wanted to be. I was a kid whereby when I was 13, when I was 14, when I was 15, had, how would I put the maturity rate of the brain of an 18-year-old. I was thinking of an 18-year-old, thinking about future, thinking about how I get to med school, thinking about how I finish university, how I do this, planning my life for the next 10 years, next 15 years, which seems a long way ahead, but is actually close. But that's not the main point of this. Now I miss my childhood. Now I miss those times whereby I could have been a child, whereby I could have escaped things, and I won't be bent or penalized for it. I have one more year before I become legal, before whatever crazy thing I do, all I possess can be taken to court of law, even though that's not how the law of country works. But let's just put it like that. Let's just be fictional. And basically, I have not done anything that you can say a teenager has done. I have not gone out to the movies. I have not bought pizza because I hate pizza and my money. I have not gone to sleep over at my friend's house. I have not invited my friends over to my house. I have not gone over to anybody's house. I have not gone out with my friends. I have not done anything of such because I wanted to be the perfect kid for my parents. And the perfect kid for my parents was someone who can stay in his or her home, who avoid parties at all costs. I avoided parties at all costs. No parties at all. The only party I went to in the night was a school party. I went to a school party, but it's like that.
Now I miss those times. Now I am trying to bring or trying to savor the last memories or the last time I have to be a child, to be a kid, because I'm someone who wants to be by the age of 18 as independent, if possible, every way independent. I don't need anything from my parents. I want to be that kind of person, I'm the kind of person that can support myself financially. And right now, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about how to be a child. Because right now, because of my parents have seen a level of maturity, my parents have seen a level of maturity, or a level of me being able to attain a goal. So, you become parents, they are parents. When you step over a goal they set for you, they set another one higher for you to reach. They continue to set goals for you. And if you don't stop A to B, and if you don't try to enjoy yourself or enjoy the moment that you are in, I just try to continue to be the goal they set for you. You continue to beat the goal and be who they want you to be and not be yourself. Right now, I try to behave like a child. Right now, I try to smile, or I try to just play with my mom, or play with my grandparents, or play. Therefore, just be a little bit childish, and they're like, I'm too childish, that like, I'm this and that and that. I get a teddy bear, I get different things just to, apart from my mental, just to keep me, to just try to keep some of my childhood to myself, or get some of my childhood back. And it's a big problem. It's a big problem to them. Well, there's nothing I can do but just enjoy the remaining 1 year I have of being a child and hope for the best. But whoever listening to this, waiting around even after my age, or if you've enjoyed your childhood, please enjoy your youth or enjoy you being whoever you are. Do not be afraid, do not be scared. Yes, do not do stupid things at the same time. Yes, do not do foolish things out for others. Enjoy yourself, be a teenager, spend money. Yes, you may not have money, but if you do have money, spend money. If you do not have money and you have means to save, save and spend money. Be a teenager, spend and save money. That's what I have to say. So once more, thank you for listening to the center. Until the next episode, always remember you loved, you're special, and you're wonderful. And one thing, please, one thing I don't want to see as anybody, whether it be male or female, crying because of their boyfriend or girlfriend not celebrating Valentine's with them, or giving them Valentine's gifts, or trying to kill themselves because of that, or do or harm themselves because of that. Please, if you feel like your vow or the person you're trying to celebrate your vow with isn't going to give you the most satisfaction you have, please don't even get involved in the vow nonsense. And kindly get your be your vow, treat yourself out, practice self-love. If it was possible, I'll make this theme of this Valentine, of this year's Valentine, to be self-love. Everyone practicing self-love. Going to the movies if you can, going to restaurants if you can, taking pictures, getting a photo shot, doing other things, going out, getting new shoes, getting new clothes, getting new rings, new bucket hats, new glasses, anything. Getting yourself a pedicure, a manicure, whatever. Get yourself new nails, new painting. Do whatever you have to do to make yourself feel happy and loved. Because you are loved. Be comfortable. Do not overstep your zone because you want to express something new. When the time comes, you will express something new. When the time comes, you will push yourself. But right now, if you're not feeling it, don't force yourself. Thank you again for listening. And see you next episode. Like I said, it's and